We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Plunging over, touchdown UCLA. Let him eat. About to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line. A keeper, DTR to the left side, springs free, has daylight. There it is! Touchdown, UCLA!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
It's not quite game week, but it's sure getting close. And our broadcast crew already lining up in formation, ready to go. And, you know, we're not going to jump offside. Let's welcome you into this fine program for former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. This is the Bruin Insider Show, an hour-long extravaganza where we talk all things UCLA sports. We are all on social media. Follow us on Twitter for everything that's going on with Bruin Sports. Wayne at Wayne Cook UCLA, Nick NKOOP, and I'm at Brian Fenley. On the rundown for today, UCLA's backup quarterback Colson Yankoff has changed positions. We investigate why he did this and how this impacts the hierarchy in the quarterback room. Plus, what will this offense look like in now year three with Chip Kelly? I know, Wayne, we're going to have a lot of fun visualizing this.
I'm going to tell you something, Brian. You said it early on. We are a week away. Like next week when we do this show, it's game week.
Yeah.
Colorado is on the horizon. I am so pumped. And we're, you know, the Bruins are going to be fashionably late to this dance, but that's okay. We're going to show up and we're going to ball out. So I am pumped as we get closer. It was tough to watch the Big Ten, and still I'm looking for Pac-12 games, and we don't have any yet, but they'll be here soon enough.
Yeah, we got the game time too. 4 o'clock next Saturday in Boulder. Can't wait, guys, to help us get closer to that point. We've got a couple of great guests stopping by as well. Defensive back Quentin Lake. He is healthy. He is ready to go this season, joining a revitalized Bruins secondary. We'll get his thoughts on that group and the defense as a whole. We will also hear from gymnastics second-year head coach Chris Waller. team's been back in the gym for a couple weeks now, so we'll touch on how they're preparing and getting ready for what will hopefully be a 2021 season for the Broome Gymnastics squad.
One thing to mention about Quentin Lake, what you will love about this interview is he confidently proclaims why he is going to be one of the most physical and smart defensive backs, not just in the Pac-12, but in the nation. He explains himself later on in the program. But first coming up, we look at what might have triggered Colson Yankoff to pass on playing quarterback. Plus, what ripple effect does his decision have on the remaining QBs? Those answers in your eardrums next. This is the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Experience the most mind-bending thriller of the year. Available at Redbox. From the producers of Get Out and Us, Rent, Antebellum, starring Janelle Monáe. Successful author Veronica Henley finds herself trapped in a horrifying reality that forces her to confront the past, present, and future before it's too late. Don't miss Antebellum, along with other new movies, and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, you knew it would be hard to unseat Dorian Thompson-Robinson as the Bruins' starting quarterback. You count the years he's had in the system, the familiarity he's had with his teammates as big advantages. But when you heard quarterback Colson Yankoff transferring from Washington to UCLA, you thought, well, if there's going to be a guy to challenge DTR, it was going to be Yankoff. But the four-star prospect has just informed the Bruin coaching staff that he's transitioning to wide receiver, a surprising move if you ask me. And Wayne, the question now is, who is going to back up Dorian? And it seems to come down to the 6'2" Chase Artopius, a walk-on, a guy still looking for that scholarship, a redshirt freshman, more of a pocket passer, or is it Chase Griffin, another redshirt freshman? He's under 6 feet, but this guy can sling it, set records, passing as a high school football player in Texas. Who do you think emerges as the backup quarterback when we get to week one?
So let's start with a disclaimer. Okay, first of all, for the first year in 20 years, I haven't been able to get out to a practice for obvious reasons. So this makes it difficult. Okay, I watched Chase Griffin last year, and I have not seen or paid attention to Artopius at all, other than what I've seen in the short little videos or interviews and stuff like that. So here's what I do know, though. There's going to be a drop-off in arm strength. Dorian Thompson-Robinson has an elite college arm, and to be honest with you, so did Yankoff. I mean, these guys have big-time college football arms. That does not mean that the other two guys can't play. I mean, I remember watching Kellen Moore when he was at Boise State, and he would throw he would just feather the ball everywhere. He didn't really throw it hard. He just put it where it was supposed to be, and he was an elite quarterback. So, you know, one of my themes this year and all the sports talk that I do is that, you know, what we're seeing in 2020 is that there's a million different ways to play quarterback. You can be an old school, you know, Tom Brady, but you can also be Kyler Murray. You know, you can be, there's just so many different quarterbacks that are out there. We still have dropback quarterbacks playing college football, but we also have, you know, you look at the two best, Justin Fields and what he does, and then look at the quarterback for Alabama and Clemson, you know, whether you're, you know, Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence. They're both big, tall, kind of throwback quarterbacks. And then you have what Justin Fields is, which is a little bit different. So I think there's a lot of different ways. All those guys that I just mentioned, they'll have big arms. And so if for Chase, the chase is, I guess, to really step up, what they need to do is they need to be smarter than everybody else. You know, that's how you win that job. You manage the team. You know the plays frontwards and backwards. You know how to get the ball out. And you kind of like prevent negative plays. So for me, I don't know. I have a feeling that's wide open. And don't forget, you guys, there's no saying that if Dorian were to go down, and I mean, I don't even like talking about that because I really want Dorian to have a big year. There's no saying that Colson couldn't move back. He just wants to play. You know what I mean? Like, there's no saying that he can be like, hey, do we need you at quarterback now? And he couldn't come back if those other two guys didn't show enough. And I love Chase Griffin. I don't know the other one as well, but Chase, every time I listen to him and talk to him, he's the kind of guy that you never want to underestimate. Because he tends to, you know, he'll show you. He'll show you that he's better than, you know, so what if my arm's not the strongest in the world? I don't care. I'm still going to be great. So I know he has that in him.
A couple things to add on here, Wayne. Chip Kelly, he wouldn't commit to a number two quarterback just yet, saying we've got time to make that decision. He also said Parker McQuarrie, the freshman out of New Hampshire, he's also factoring in a little bit. And for what it's worth, last year when Dorian was injured, Austin Burton got the start against Oregon State. It was Chase Artopius who was QB2 for that game and could have been inserted at a moment's notice. And the reason we're talking about all this, guys, is because backup quarterback is an essential position. You can't have too much depth at any one position on the field. Last year, I went back and looked at the Pac-12. Half the Pac-12 schools had to start more than one quarterback last season. All of the California schools, you also had Arizona and Oregon State. So this is why this is an important position for UCLA. Now, you know, I wanted to – go ahead, Wayne.
No. I know you were going to ask a question, so go ahead.
I was just going to now transition to Yankoff as a receiver. Right. And I know we haven't gotten a ton of time looking at him. He's been around since last fall and into the spring. Obviously couldn't play last season. But everybody is raving about his athleticism. 6'3", 211 in high school. He also lettered in basketball. And he competed in track and field. 100, 200 meter guy. That tells me he's got speed. And also competed in the high jump and the long jump. So just given kind of his physical makeup, Wayne, how do you think he fits in to this offense as a receiver then?
So here's what's great. We've had, receivers. I mean, shoot, UCLA had a quarterback and Drew Bennett that went on and played in the NFL for a lot of years as a receiver. I guess that would be the best comparison I could make because – you know, quarterbacks, and I'm gonna probably, you know, they're just as good athletes. I think people underestimate how good athletes quarterbacks are, as far as being good at just about everything. You have throwing catching competitions with the receivers, and I guarantee you the quarterbacks can hang in there. Every time you play quarterback, you play catch. You're catching the ball when it comes back. Most quarterbacks don't have someone catching the ball for them on a regular basis. They play catch their whole lives. That's all they do. They can one-hand it. They can catch it, throw it, spin it. They always have a ball in their hands, like their whole life. This is what quarterbacks do. Okay, they have timing. They have touch. They have a feel for space. You talk about them playing basketball. As a receiver, one of the most valuable things you can do is play basketball because it teaches you how to use your body to get open. He's a big kid. He's 6'3", he's 211. Basketball rebounding is a timing thing. And if you're any good at rebounding, you learn how to read the ball off the rim. That's no different than reading a ball in the air and knowing how to go up and get it. So I have not seen him. So I have to say that. I watched him as a quarterback, and trust me, I think he can play, which is why I said before, there's no saying he can't go back. Like, if he's running with the twos at receiver and Dorian goes down and the coaches are like, listen, you're our best chance to win, he'll just move back. It's not like he's going to forget how to play quarterback. So I love this idea. You know, UCLA has some experience at receivers, but he gives him a big body. And if he's a basketball player, he's 6'3", he can jump, he can run. Guys like that are goal line weapons. You know, I mean, I just think this is cool. You know, nobody likes it. If you're a good athlete, you don't want to sit on the bench. You don't want to sit there and watch. You're like, you know what, I can do something, which is what I think, and I have no idea what happened, but I'm guessing that he's like, listen, I want to play. I don't want to watch Dorian all year. I don't want to hold a clipboard, and I don't want to single in signs. I want to get on the field, and I respect him for that. I totally get it.
That's the voice of former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook. I'm Brian Fennelly. Nick Cope is with us as well. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. I love the quote from Chase Cota when asked about Yankoff and becoming a wide receiver. He said, quote, he's been out there snagging things, close quote. And let's not forget, guys, that Matt Lynch, a former UCLA quarterback, decided that, yeah, he's probably not going to get a lot of playing time. So then he made the move in a pass catcher role to tight end and then later transferred. And I believe he's with Colorado right now. So we might see him on November 7th when the Bruins take on the Buffaloes. But we've seen guys do this from time to time within the Chip Kelly UCLA program. Speaking of Chip Kelly, we're going into year three. What wrinkles could we see in the playbook? Wayne Cook explores that possibility next. This is the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. She hit the floor. She hit the
floor. Next thing you know, Shawty got low, low, low. Love getting prices that are lower than low on backyard favorites like grill-ready hamburgers and fresh-picked strawberries? Then shop at Ralph's. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love. With tools like the Ralph's app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales. Plus, rewards like fuel points, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Ralph's. Fresh for everyone.
The biggest schools.
Grabs in traffic, comes down with it. Touchdown!
Touchdown!
Touchdown, Alabama!
Ohio State.
Oregon. LSU.
The biggest moments.
Incomplete! You cannot hit the line!
Michigan!
Is the College Football Rewind.
That had to be a great game to watch. I'll tell you, unbelievable.
Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports now.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fennelly, and Wayne Cook.
Chip Kelly, left alone in a room with a piece of chalk and a board, can come up with some very innovative football concepts. Myself, probably just tic-tac-toe. Now, I'm wondering, and maybe you are as well, how can Chip Kelly use Dorian Thompson-Robinson in ways this season we've never seen DTR before? Chip has the power to do this because Dorian, now a junior, well acclimated to the system and the offense. And from a conditioning standpoint, Dorian came back to campus. Everybody was raving at how well he was as far as his shape and stood out from anyone coming back from quarantine. DTR even said the other day that coach is putting more plays in the playbook this season and has multiple options for every play, and that players, according to DTR, will have more freedom on the field with more keys to the castle. Wayne, when you hear the coach say that we are going to implement more plays and give Dorian Thompson-Robinson more flexibility, what do you think DTR is getting at here?
Well, first of all, I think that's awesome. And then, you know, the continuity in this offense with receivers, you know, like Jalen Irwin and Cota and Kyle Phillips and Dimitri Felton at back or slot. Or I mean, there's a lot of guys that have been in this offense, and there's little intricacies, and you learn how to read your players, you know, when they make adjustments depending on what the defense is, and everybody seems to be more on the same page. You know, UCLA had gone a long time where it seemed like new offensive coordinators kind of, you know, came and went on a regular basis. I mean, poor Josh Rosen, he had one every year. So the idea of this continuity, I think, is great. There are some things, and this is what I know, and we know because we listen to Chip Kelly talk about how Dorian's constantly trying to improve, right? He's obviously being better with the playbook is one thing, but there are little things that I would love to see him work on. I watched Ohio State play this last weekend, and when I was watching Justin Fields, and remember, you know, Ohio State's in a different place right now. They're a much more mature program, and the way they've recruited and everything else. Justin Fields rarely takes negative plays. You know, he moves forward in the pocket. Matt Stevens and I pointed out quite a bit that sometimes he tries to do too much. Sometimes a good play is getting back to the line of scrimmage and making it second and 10, not trying to make the big play and having it be second and 17. You know, that puts you behind the chains, and it makes it really, really difficult. So sometimes when he's trying to do too much, and I think when I watched Justin Fields, I was like, does he have a better arm than Dorian? I'm like, no. Does he throw a better ball? No. I mean, Dorian has great arm talent. Is he a better athlete? I'm like, I don't think so. Dorian's a great athlete. Dorian, the way he moves, the way he runs, he's just got all this skill, but he still does some things that, like, he needed to fine-tune as a quarterback, like hold on to the ball, right? We know it slips out of his hands sometimes. Move forward in the pocket. Keep your eyes downfield. Don't make that, you know, that bad decision and throw a ball you don't need to. And those are what I would like to see him improve on, because I think that would matter a lot. And I'll keep focusing on elite quarterbacks, and you watch him, or say you watch Trevor Lawrence in his third year. He's making decisions so much faster. He's getting to his second and third read so much faster and getting rid of the ball. And I think those are all things that a quarterback, you know, like Dorian coming into his third year, those are the things we should see unbelievably improved. Like he should be moving forward in the pocket, avoiding negative plays, getting through his progressions factor, making quicker reads, you know, throwing a ball that's catchable so that the receivers can make a run after the catch. I mean, there's so many little things that when you look back over the last couple of years, if he just fine tunes it, because we've seen how good he can be, you guys. We've seen how, I mean, he's had moments where it's like, dang. Now I don't need him to be great all the time. I just need him to be really solid. And he's such a good athlete. I just think he can have a huge jump this year. And, you know, as you pointed out at the beginning, Brian, knowing the playbook that much better, having the coach that is, I mean, and let's be honest, you guys, Chip Kelly has shown the utmost confidence in this guy. He has never wavered. He's always like, I love Dorian. I love how hard he works, and I love that he always gets better. And to hear him say, now I get more of the playbook, I just think that means he's mentally ready to go.
And he's now the longest tenured quarterback in the Pac-12. And Wayne, he knows exactly the kinds of things you're talking about. He was asked, you know, what does he need to improve? You know, what's the number one thing he needs to work on? And he was like, I think I led the country in turnovers last year. Like that's number one right there. Got to take care of the ball. You were speaking on it a little bit there at the beginning there, Wayne, that I wanted to circle back to. We've heard from a few of the guys on the offensive side of the ball about year three. This is year three in the offense. Ethan Furnia talked about, you know, first 2 years are installing and understanding concepts. Now it's about fine tuning those minute details. And you look around the offense and there's a bunch of guys in their third year. Dorian, Felton, Kazmir Allen, Martell Irby in the backfield, Coda, Phillips, Furnia, Greg Dulcich, the tight end, Gaines, Marazzo, Anderson on the offensive line. All these guys have been here for 3 years now. And Wayne, in your third year at UCLA, you took the Bruins to the Rose Bowl. So help us understand why year three is such a pivotal year in football.
So it's funny, man, and you brought it up, so I'll go there. When Tommy Maddox went to the NFL, I was told by phone by Mark Dellens, like, "Hey man, you're the starter, dude. You need to." I was away. I was at home, and he's like, "You need to come back here. We have a press conference." I was like, "Oh my, my world!" I went from third string to first string in like one day. I was like, "What just happened?" And so I get back, and you know, and granted, I still had to prove that I deserved the job. But for the most part, the reason why I won it is because Homer Smith and Terry Donahue knew that I knew the offense better than everybody else. I mean, personally, I thought I was a better athlete than the other guys too, but it was my mind. And by the time we got to, I ended up getting hurt my sophomore year. So I had another year to learn. And by the time I got to my junior year, I went into that season where Coach Homer Smith actually told me that I could wave him off and call the plays myself. That's how much confidence they had in me in calling the plays. I could say, hey, I got this. And we, you know, that year we played USC and I called half the plays from the line of scrimmage. I mean, the call that was sent in was on the line. So I just said, hey, on the line, on one-on-one, ready, break. And I got up the line of scrimmage, down. And then I changed the play to whatever I saw. And then we ran the play. And, you know, thankfully that was a win. I mean, that's an awesome moment when you're a quarterback and you feel like you can control. Because who better? I mean, if you're a quarterback and you're standing there looking at the defense, you know exactly what they're running. And so I think that idea of year three, and I also remember looking at it, guys like Kevin Jordan and J.J. Stokes, and we'd just look at each other and know, like, oh, my God, we got him right here. Like, we got him. You can just see it in their eyes. And so I think you're going to get that. I think you're going to get a team with, as you pointed out so well, Nick, that has so much experience, and these guys have grown up together. You know, I also will say this about the coaching staff. I truly feel this. They have had so much confidence that – they're doing the right thing. I always think of the scene in Hoosiers. I know this might be a little bit before your guys' time, if you've ever seen the basketball movie, where Gene Hackman, the coach, Norman Dale, is like, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, as they're losing games. Now, eventually, he's right, and they end up winning. But the idea is, I've always felt like this coaching staff had a plan. And I think that, you know, it was to build this team the right way, to build this team the right way. And I think you're going to start seeing the results of that. I really do.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, Wayne. And that was Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. This is the Bruin Insider Show. Year one, year two, getting things installed. And then things in year three, they start to ripen. You develop that chemistry and that process of knowing and being around each other that leads to, we are excited to see and really hope to see big things on the field for the Bruins. All right, coming up, UCLA gymnastics coach Chris Waller has had to be extra flexible this coming year, adjusting to all the strains 2020 has put on his team season. Listen to how he describes his first practice back with his gymnasts since the long layoff. He's going to join us next. Heartwarming stuff from Coach on the other side. This is the Bruin Insider Show with UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
There for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Make it a Redbox night with an edge-of-your-seat action thriller that can't be missed. Rent Ava, starring Jessica Chastain. Ava is a notorious assassin who travels the globe specializing in high-profile hits. However, when a job goes dangerously wrong, she is forced to fight for her own survival. Rent Ava, along with other new movies tonight. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations. Stream on your smart TV or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Wayne Cook.
The pain of having your sports season shut down in the spring only intensifies when you have a team in serious contention to win a championship. UCLA gymnastics head coach Chris Waller felt so highly of his group back then in March, and now he's channeling his high hopes into this upcoming season. Waller joins us now on the Bruin Insider Show.
Chris, what was your emotional state like on October 12th, your first day back with the gymnastics team, training, doing what you love, being around your stellar gymnasts, and finally being able to come together for the first time in so many months?
Absolute elation to be back together with the team and the staff and to be in one space and share a space. I didn't realize how important it was for me personally to be with people. And, you know, we've Zoomed so much for the past 6 months, and we've stayed connected, and we've done a lot of really important things to help, you know, grow individually and as a group. But man, when you put people in the same room, it's a different energy. There's a different connection there. So just through the roof, unbelievably excited, like one of the greatest days ever. But I'll tell you that, you know, it's also tough. It you know, the elation lives right there alongside a whole lot of anxiety.
I know we're in a pretty fluid situation here, but I'm curious, where's your optimism level at for having a season in 2021? I know we're all kind of anxiously watching to see how football and basketball go, but everyone else, we're all waiting till 2021 to be able to play. So how are you feeling about the chances of us getting to 2021 and being able to have the season as currently planned?
I've got a lot of confidence. There are team, I'm confident too, but I will not say, like, there are a few of our student athletes who they're anxious. You know, they just lived through it a year ago. And, you know, we were on a rocket last year towards the end of the season. And they're, you know, they're just scared that, you know, what's going to happen. I'm going to pour my heart into this and give it my all. And then any moment the plug could be pulled. So, you know, that's a real concern for some of our student athletes, and it's warranted because the truth is we don't really know what's going to happen. We've only had 5 days of training, and the evolution has been remarkable. And what we're really focusing on is understanding that the mountain is no higher than it's been before, but we are at a much lower base camp. Like we're starting out way lower than we ever have. We're legitimately like 3 to 4 months behind where we normally are at this point. That is just keeping it real. And you got to keep it real. You got to accept where you're at and then figure out a game plan from that moment and then move forward. So this season is going to look different. It could be the most exciting and rewarding seasons, I believe, in my life, because there's some things about it I'm excited about.
I can see a storybook season written right in front of us. Chris Waller, UCLA gymnastics coach, joining us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley, and thank goodness that, Chris, your team has you, that comforting presence, that guiding light you have been for them through these distressing times. And one question I wanted to bring up, why has this program, the one that you are overseeing, why does it have the composition to be trendsetters in the world? I cannot help but think about gymnasts who have perfected routines like Kaitlyn Ohashi, Nia Dennis, the list goes on, where they've put on routines that have gone viral and have gotten accolades and attention from some of the most well-known people in the world. And the attention has been so far-reaching.
I think it's because for many years, we've come to the table believing that there's this brilliant talent inside each person. And that if we could find a way to support that, not like push it out of them, but support that and give them space to find their own voice and who they are, that talent will be not just explosive and successful, but it's captivating, because you sense something very real when what's being expressed from an athlete is themselves, their genuine self, as opposed to like an interpretation of the coach's will. That's a different sort of athlete you're watching. But when it's the will and expression of the athlete, especially in gymnastics, but I believe in all sports, that's the captivating. You just watch that athlete, that performance, and you just fall into it, because it's something that you want to feel in your own life. I think you just want to feel so genuine and true and out there where, yeah, this is me. I'm going all out. Win, lose, or draw. Here we go. You know,
I wanted to get your thoughts on one of your athletes that you have coming back this year for a sixth year, Nikki Shapiro. We talked about her with you prior to the start of last season. She left the program after her freshman year to pursue other artistic interests, but eventually found her way back, wanted to come back for the 2020 season, trained all that summer of 2019, getting herself back into shape so she could try out for you and would end up being a key contributor on beam for you guys last year. How stoked were you guys to get her back for another season?
I mean, what a surprise, right? I wanted her on the team a year ago because of her character and what she brings. She just is a little brash and a little loud in all the best ways. You know, she just comes to the table and's like, she loves a battle. She loves a competition. And I knew that was going to come with her. I didn't know that we were going to get an amazing competitor. I mean, look it. You quit a sport for 3 years and come back. I don't know, you know, in any sport to be competitive in like 6 months is tough, but she made it happen. So yeah, very excited about her coming back in a season where, you know, we have four of our six, like seven incoming student athletes, four of them decided to defer. So our classes, you know, we thought we were going to reload with this massive class because we had so many just leave, like the greatest class ever. And we thought we'd just be able to reload like that, but now it looks very different. And again, this is one of the things I'm excited about because Nikki gets to come back and her role may be greater than she even expects or expected. And you know, continuing on that, that's one of the things I'm excited about with this season is, you know, we have such an opportunity. Our student athletes have this opportunity to grow so much. There's so much opportunity to get out there and compete. And what we're really excited about is trying to help our 9.8 athletes turned into 9.9 athletes, right? And you get in that 9.9 range, and that's when you can really start contending for a national championship. But you know what? Just keeping it real, we're probably not going to be there come January. We might not be there in February because we got a longer journey. And the plan is to be at our best when the best is needed at the end of the season.
Chris Waller, Bruins gymnastics coach. He brings peace. He brings energy. He brings positivity to his gymnasts in a time that is very uncertain. And he is such a comforting presence and such a talented coach. And I can't wait. We all can. Nick and I cannot wait for you to get back out there and just see the joy on the faces of yourself and your fellow gymnast. Chris Waller joining us. Thanks so much, Chris. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Really appreciate you on the program.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Nick. Go Bruins.
Nick, I love the point that Chris Waller brought up in our conversation, the bliss he feels as a coach when a gymnast reaches their pinnacle. And it's not because they did what he wanted them to do or they listened to him, but they found it within themselves purely for the love of the sport to achieve their highest. And so it comes back to, why do you do what you do? And these gymnasts understand that you have to be able to be satisfied with yourself before you have to try to please anybody else.
I really enjoy every time we get to talk to Chris because hearing him and then even Miss Val before him talks about these kind of things. You hear him there at the end talking about, look, this season, it's an opportunity. And you know, what you're talking about there is they're so philosophical, it sounds like, the way they talk about being gymnasts. And that's because you're up there. You're all alone. The entire arena is watching you. Everyone is watching you. You're on a balance beam that's a few inches wide. You're doing your floor routine, what have you. But it is just you up there, and all eyes are focused on you. And I think that's why it's so special to hear Chris talk about just getting the best out of themselves. And that's why this gymnastics team is so inspiring and produces exciting shows for UCLA fans everywhere year after year.
And you can't help but feel the glee when you hear him describe what it was like to have everybody together in person, how therapeutic it is to hear the laughs, to see the smiles after basically conversations have had to be virtual for so many months, but just there's such a healing presence for the team to be within one another in the same space. And I can't wait. We all can't to see them deliver in a big way this upcoming season. Quentin Lake is also looking to deliver in a big way, part of UCLA's secondary. How dominant of a player does he think he can be this season? Find out next as Lake joins us on the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
The passion.
25, first down, 20, 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting bled. Down he goes.
The speed.
Double, and it's going to be. Oh,
my. Western College football.
Toward the end zone. Got it for 6 points.
You cannot hitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn.
Over the shoulder. Get
30, 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen on Saturdays this fall on College Sports Now on TuneIn.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
And don't fret, more Wayne Cook coming up later in the program. But first, we visit with UCLA defensive back Quentin Lake, a guy who really opened up in our conversation with him. You know, you deal with interviews, and sometimes when they're in a large group of people, you get some stuff, but not as much insightful material. But when you have the one-on-one and the luxury that we do with the Bruin Insider Show, we're able to discuss personality and learn more about that from these athletes. And that's what we got to do with Quentin Lake, is you will learn something about him you never knew before, as Quentin is with us now. Quentin, I feel the vibe. You're looking at this season as a springboard. You're injury-free, a chance to really prove your potential. What are we going to see out of you this season that you haven't shown us before?
That's a great question. I think you're going to see, you know, this is a very high statement, but I think you're going to see one of the most physical and smart players in terms of defensive backs in the Pac-12 and in the nation. Now I say that because, you know, I feel like I can do it. You know, I wouldn't say it if I didn't think I can do it, but I truly believe that, you know, this year in terms of my health, where I'm at mentally, where I'm at in my football IQ, my strength, my speed, that I can really be one of the most dominant players in college football. So yes, I know it's a high statement, but I truly believe I can do that.
We've all been eagerly awaiting for football to come back. It's got to feel like even longer for you, though, given the year you had last season. How is all that time getting yourself healthy, preparing both last fall and then during the pandemic helped you grow as a person and as a player?
Yeah, and it was a silent blessing, breaking my wrist. It was a very silent blessing because it really put things into perspective and it allowed me to, you know, take a step back and really understand the game. Now, a lot of the times when I was home and didn't travel, I was, you know, talking football with my dad. And obviously, you guys know, Dad, Connor Lake, you know, UCLA legend, Hall of Famer. But, yeah, I really took steps and really tried to, you know, pick his mind about, you know, how am I going to learn football? You know, how can I, you know, up my football IQ and my mental when it comes to, you know, this game of football that I love? So that's the biggest thing that helped me was, you know, really understanding the game of football, you know, what to look for, what the offense to do, how the offense attack certain players, and all that. So I think in terms of me understanding the game, it's at another level.
Quinn Lake joining us on the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA defensive back with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. As far as those conversations with your father during the strenuous offseason, what exactly was he telling you? Give us a sense of the words he was saying to talk you up, to brighten your spirits, to get yourself and your spirit ready for this breakout year you are destined to have.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing he told me is, you know, have a lot of patience out there. You know, don't freak out. You know, if you see things, I think it's a real simple term. If you know, you go. So, you know, he was telling me, you know, if you see stuff on film, for example, you know, if you see an offense consistently do stuff the week before and they line up in the same formation and you know what's coming, you know, don't second guess yourself. Just go out there full speed. You know what's coming and go make a play. I mean, that's the biggest thing he told me is don't hesitate. You know, you've done your film study. You've done your homework. You know, go out there and put your homework into fruition and just go out there and play and make plays. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, if you know you go, if you see things that you've seen, you know, a million times, don't hesitate and just, you know, go out there and make a play.
That's a similar sentiment we've heard from you and also a lot of the other defensive players about this season and how the coaches are preaching speed, aggressiveness, and being so reactive. So how does that type of mentality appeal to you as a player in your game?
It helps me a lot because it allows me to play free. I don't really have to think too much, you know. Obviously, you know, my mental and football IQ is up there, but at the same time, if you simplify the game and just go out there, have fun, fly around, it makes it easy, you know. You might mess up a couple of times, but at least you're going full speed. And, you know, the more times you're hustling to the ball, you know, flying around with 10 other guys, you know, you're bound to make plays. So I think, you know, in terms of, you know, the overall defense and what we're doing as a defense and the motto being, you know, fly around, be aggressive, I think you'll see a lot of plays coming from us this year. So I'm excited.
Quinn, on your Twitter profile, your background image is like a cartoon character. Yeah. What is it and what significance does it have to you?
So I'm a big anime guy. Huge, you know, Japanese anime. I got into it when I was younger. And ever since, you know, I've been hooked. That's kind of my thing. That's kind of my secret, you know. The thing about me is that I love anime. So I think my background is, it's a character from Dragon Ball Z, which is a show I used to watch when I was younger. He's one of the strongest characters, you know, in the show. Although he's a villain, he's still one of the strongest, which is, you know, I had to put him in there because, you know, obviously you want to be the strongest. So I kind of put him in there. But in terms of my little, you know, secret thing about Quinton Lake is I love Japanese anime and I love little animations. Yeah.
So while we're talking about social media, I noticed on your Instagram, you and your fellow high school teammate from Modern Day, Amon-Ra St. Brown, had some good battles over the summer. Tell us about that. How was it getting on the field with one of your former teammates and now a rival across town at USC?
Yeah, so, you know, me and Amon-Ra have been good friends for a while. And, you know, luckily this offseason I got a good opportunity to, you know, train with him a couple times, go against him a couple times. So that one video on my Instagram, I think it was just, you know, shoot, we probably did 100 reps, maybe 70 to, it was a lot of reps that day, but we were just battling it out. And in terms of, you know, competition, you know, he got me in 2018, you know, unfortunately, but, you know, luckily we won that game, but he got me in 2018. I didn't get a chance to, you know, get him this year or get him last year, but this year, I'm expecting big things. It's gonna be a battle, but you know, It's always love and it's always good competition, but in terms of me and him, the rivalry is always there. I love him to death, but you know, I always got to come out with a victory, and that's what I'm going to try and do this year.
Oh, we can't wait to see that happen. Quentin, my last question for you is, speaking about the dog and the attitude of the secondary, you know what that's like being with the guys, but from the outside, they don't see what it's like. How would you define just the mentality, the attitude, and yeah, that dog that this secondary is going to display on the field this season?
Okay, I'll give you three words to describe us. I'm going to go one, ruthless, two, intelligent, and three, determined. I think those three words really define us in the sense that, you know, we're ruthless because, you know, one, we love the game of football, and two, you know, we just go out there and want to play hard. We want to play hard. It's different than just going out there and playing hard. We want to play hard. We want to dominate. So I think that's the biggest thing from previous years is that, you know, we want to show the world and show the Pac-12 that we're one of the best defensive secondaries in the nation. Too intelligent. There's a lot of guys, especially new additions like Obi Igbo, that, you know, have a college experience, Quintrarius Knight, that have college experience. So, and even, you know, guys like, you know, my right-hand man, Blay, you know, Jay Shaw, a lot of guys, they have college experience. So they understand what the offense is going to come to us with. So I think in terms of my second word, intelligent, I think, you know, we have a lot of guys that have experience. So in terms of middle areas, you won't see that a lot. You know, in terms of mental bust and stuff like that, us being in the wrong positions, you won't see a lot of that year. We're going to be in the right positions. We're going to know what we need to do. We're going to do a lot of film study. So that, and then my last word was determined. I think a lot of the guys, you know, we haven't had the seasons we want to, and, you know, that put a little fire behind us. So I think this year, with the six games that we have, you know, we're determined to, you know, show the world what we have, show the world that, you know, we can be one of the best defenses in the nation, and one of the best defenses in the Pac-12. And, you know, we have goals to go to the Pac-12 championship. It may be, you know, a far reach, but, you know, in my eyes and I know in the guys, we can do it. So those are my three words I can describe as that.
I'm fired up to watch you guys as a group this year. It's your fourth season in the program now, one of the longest tenured guys on this defense. How have you become a leader on that side of the ball this year?
I think a lot of it has been through my actions. You know, I've been here, been through three different position coaches. This is my second head coach. So, I've been through a lot. And I think my thing is I can give my wisdom to the younger guys. And a lot of it is through my actions. I'm always trying to come out here and show these guys that this is the way to work. This is the way to hustle to the ball. This is the way to put yourself in the right position to make plays. And I think that's what I'm doing. You know, when I make plays, you know, the younger guys are, how does he do that? How does Quentin do that? And a lot of it, you can see it in my play. It's one, I hustle. Two, I'm always playing physical. And three, you know, I understand the game. I'm doing my film study and stuff like that. So what I do is I try to give all that wisdom to the younger guys. So, you know, they're out there playing and having fun too. So in terms of a leader, it's really more through my actions. Now, I'm not really a hoorah guy. You know, I'm not coming with the, you know, screaming and yelling, but, you know, it's a lot through my actions, and it's really my work ethic. So that's my, how I show my leadership is through my actions on the field.
They call him Q, but he brings the A grade on the field with his defensive acumen. Quentin Lake joining us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Quentin, thanks so much for dispelling some great knowledge on the program.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Brian, I know the defense has had its struggles in the past defense department, but you bring back Quentin Lake from injury. You bring in the grad transfers, Obi Igbo and Quantrez Knight, who seem like they're going to be able to contribute early on. And I'm so fired up to watch the secondary this season.
No question about it. And on the other side, we bring in Wayne Cook. This is the Bruin Insider Show with UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere. keys, keys, keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics.
Go Bruins!
Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Experience the most mind-bending thriller of the year. Available at Redbox. From the producers of Get Out and Us, Rent, Antebellum. Starring Janelle Monáe. Successful author Veronica Henley finds herself trapped in a horrifying reality that forces her to confront the past, present, and future before it's too late. Don't miss Antebellum, along with other new movies, and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations. Stream on your smart TV or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Wayne Cook revisits us, his celebrity presence, here to weigh in on that interview that we just had with Quentin Lake. And Wayne, what caught your mind? Because his personality came through, his confidence, but it also was so sincere at the same time.
I think Quentin Lake and Blaylock have a chance to be two of the best safeties in the conference. I mean, these guys have talent. And I love that Quentin talked about how sitting out a year, he learned so much. And, you know, it's funny because his dad, Carnell Lake, when he was playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the NFL, would come back and he would do one-on-ones with us at UCLA. And so Sean LaChapelle and J.J. Stokes and Kevin Jordan would get to go up against a guy that was an all-pro as a safety and as a cornerback. And don't forget, he played linebacker for UCLA. So he's got a wealth of knowledge. And for Quentin to know that his dad and ask questions, because we all know not all kids like to hear, you know, from their dads, you know, on a regular basis. So for him to listen and sit back and learn, I just think he is ready to go. So I'm pretty pumped for what kind of year he can have.
Yeah, he's got tons of potential this year. Wayne, I wanted to touch on a couple things we've got in the UCLA broadcast pipeline. First of all, we got the UCLA Seasons podcast with Josh Lewin. He's touching on the 1997 season, joined by Cade McNown. Bob Toledo's second year, team would finish, I believe, ranked number 5 in the nation, make the Cotton Bowl. But also, Wayne, UCLA Football Rewind, Saturday at 10 a.m. on AM 570. This is the Stanford game from last year. Bruins snapped an 11-game losing streak, and the defense showed up, had 7 sacks.
Yeah, that game was, you know, Stanford just fell apart, and UCLA absolutely dominated, which for me, I mean, listen, as much as I don't like Stanford, just listen for that reason. You know, Saturday, 10 a.m., tune in, Josh Lewin, Matt Stevens, and myself, and it's just, it's always fun to take care of the tree or whatever they are up north.
Some nice UCLA football finger food before we start the season on November 7th. On the other side, a couple former Bruins dominating in professional sports this last week. Who are we talking about? Find out next. This is the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG College.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number 1. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number 1 in L.A., number 1 in California, and 6th in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With 4 hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on backyard favorites like grill-ready hamburgers and fresh-picked strawberries? Then shop at Ralph's. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Ralph's app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Koch, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
The perks of being associated with UCLA is you see athletes in whatever sport dominating at the professional level. And we were just talking about this off air, guys. Patrick Cantlay, the golfer, the former Bruin, winning the Zozo Championship this past weekend, fired an overall 23 under, 7 under on Sunday. And Wayne, with the win, Patrick moves to number 9 in the world.
Patrick can play, man. I might pick him to win the Masters. Hey, guys, I know we're talking about former Bruins and a guy that I went to school with, Dave Roberts, who's the coach for the Dodgers, who have a chance to win the World Series. He held up a sign the other day, and I think it's important, and I want all Bruins to pray for my buddy Jimmy Bonds, a former quarterback at UCLA. He's a high school coach for the last 20-something years and just an absolute great guy. He's in the battle of his life for – you know, battling cancer. And we love you, Jimmy, and all Bruins everywhere are praying for you.
Agreed, Wayne. And Dave Roberts, too, such a great story. Wish him the best. He was a former walk-on when he first joined UCLA before ultimately being drafted and having a great career. And speaking of former Bruins, Chris Barnes just continues to produce at the NFL level, leading the Packers in tackles in the game on Sunday and leading the team overall for the season as well.
Incredible stuff that Chris Barnes continues to dazzle. For producer John Essick, executive producer Damon Dukakis, station manager Stephen Hartzell, general manager Paul Engel, the great crew with UCLA Athletics Communications. For Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, I'm Brian Fenley. I will not be on the show next week. Wayne and Nick will have you covered. I will be back in 2 weeks. This show next week, it's game week. Stay tuned. Bruins against Buffaloes.
Let's go.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.